From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hi everyone, this is Steve, VK4SJH. I am pleased to announce that the Redcliffe Radio Club will be starting the 2024 Amateur Advanced Training Course on the 10th of February via the Microsoft Teams. Your instructors will be Steve, VK4SJH, Mark, VK4EMP, and Ken, VK4AKH. The course will run every Sunday evening between 7:30pm and 9pm using Alan Jenner's VK4KZ, Excellent Notes and other sources. You will find the instructors very helpful and friendly. If you would like to find out more details, then send an email to education@redcliffradioclub.org.au or go to the Redcliffe Radio Club website at redcliffradioclub.org.au and look under education and fill out your details, including email addresses and mobile phone via the online form stating that you would like more information about the advanced course. If you think that you would like to do the standard training for the standard exam, don't worry, our course teaches both levels. 73s, this is Steve, VK4SJH.
This is Q News from VK4WIA, coming to you from volunteer relay stations around Queensland, Australia, and the World Wide Web.
This is David, VK4DN from the Bundy Amateur Radio Club. Just a quick update about the huge WIA convention and Hamfest happening this year on May the 4th and the 5th in Bundaberg. We're thrilled to announce that table bookings are now available for you to sell your used radio and electronic equipment. This is a great opportunity to declutter your shack and find good homes for your unwanted gear. Whether you're into vintage radios, cutting-edge transceivers, or experimenting with the latest SDR technology, there's a spot for you at the Bundaberg WIA Convention and Hamfest. The event promises to be a great opportunity to buy and sell new and used equipment, but also an amazing weekend for visitors to the Bundaberg region. Network with other amateurs from all over Australia and from as far as New Zealand who'll be attending the weekend. To secure your spot, book your table now. Spaces are limited, so get in early. So VK stations, mark your calendars for May the 4th and 5th and book your tables for the 2024 Bundaberg WIA Convention and Hamfest. This is David, VK4DN from the Bundy Amateur Radio Club, 73.
From VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. In the Burdekin, Charters Towers, Townsville and Hinchinbrook regions, it can be heard on the VK4RAT Townsville VHF repeater, 146.7 MHz, immediately following the 9 a.m. transmission of the WIA National News every Sunday morning. On behalf of the Townsville Amateur Radio Club retransmit team, I'm Gavin, VK4ZZ.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Apart from the devastation so many people have suffered in the almost freakish weather we've endured in the past several days, there is one thing that springs to my mind. The government has been issuing reminders for people to have an evacuation kit ready for immediate use. This certainly is a great idea, and for many of the less agile, a suitable container that can be moved on wheels will be a help also. A recent trip away reminded me just how much we need to transport, and this was just medical aids, clothing and the like. Documents, photographs, jewellery and the like weren't even taken, and the car seemed to be filled. This is not the point other than to show how many important items have to be included on a list and prepared for transport. When it comes to clubs, the situation is compounded, as they also have belongings and records to consider. Who has the responsibility for ensuring that these items can be removed in times of emergency and taken to safe storage? When you consider the cost of replacement, an average ham's shack can soon accumulate a bill running to a few thousand dollars. If you've ever had to prepare a list for an insurance claim, you will know how quickly the figures can build up. So obviously, if for a club, then it needs to be a schedule of what needs to be removed quickly in the event of a threat to the items belonging to the club. Other lists of items to be prioritised, and containers for transport, as well as the manpower and means of removal. These are all considerations that can be overlooked in a club where no drama is expected. TV footage I've seen of the overnight flooding in parts of southern Queensland show how people can be caught unawares, and in many cases clubs have premises leased by local councils which are subject to floods. If this is a known risk, have precautions been taken, such as providing benches or roof storage, which might save items that have to be left behind or when access is already lost? There are many things to consider in keeping the assets of a club safe, and where, why and how are going to be determined by local factors. Just because a fire has never been through an area or it hasn't flooded in living memory doesn't mean that it can't happen, as so many of the past week's victims can attest. Organisation is a task that really needs to be thorough, and preparation needs to be based on sound facts. If we haven't managed to prepare for the worst, it is really time to pull the finger out. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.